play both tomorrow. I think if you know, late in the game it's close, I think Dez would be in at the point. But I got to get him off the ball some. So I got to see. You know, I don't know who's going to play well for me either. You know, I'm going to have a plan, but it might go out the wayside tomorrow.
I mean, you talk about Varun getting your guys in the offense. Do you have the confidence to put him out there as a starter and see what happens?
Yeah, I mean, I started in the second half against Ohio State, at Ohio State, so I'm obviously not afraid to play Varun. You know, he's a good defender, too, really good defender. So he's our most complete point guard right now. I think the guys believe in him. I think the coaching staff believes in him. So, with that said, you know, I think Roddy's got a tremendous upside, and so you gotta make sure both are playing with confidence and helping our team.
When you have a situation like with the Sam Thompson dunks, where you said afterwards it was in the scouting report and it just wasn't executed, how do you approach fixing that as a coach, and that disconnect? Do you try and change your approach, or just kind of hope that repetition will make it work?
Well, I don't know if changing my approach. I got to be who I am. You know, I don't know what you're getting at with that question, but. It was a simple back screen. The others were on the break. That was a simple back screen. We guard back screens every day. Charles just didn't guard it the right way. So, you know, I just told the players, you know, I'm a parent too. And the only way I can be a good parent is if my kids listen. If they don't listen, I discipline them. And hopefully they learn from the discipline. Same with coaching. You hope they listen. If they don't do it right, you try to discipline them. And eventually it's got to mean more to them than it does to me. So when that happens, we'll become a really good team again.
Along those same lines, the competition thing has come up a few times against Abilene Christian. You guys came out a little slow, too. You know, with shooting, if it's that's what you're struggling on, you can put up more shots. But with competition, you know, what do you do to kind of get that out of them?
I just, you know, that was one night. You know, that was one night. I thought Morgan State, we were a little bit flat, but we did what we had to do to get it done. And that might have been fatigue from the trip that we were on, too. So, It's early. It's real early. We got a heck of a tough schedule. We're going to have a lot of opportunities to win big games. So I haven't changed. I haven't wavered one bit. I believe in my guys. We didn't play well the other night. I didn't coach well. Playing against a team that's getting votes. Just beat Creighton last week. Played Marquette. Beat somebody else pretty good. My mind's going blank right now.
Miami
from our league in a heck of a game. So, you know, we got respect for this team. We've played them the last 2 years in a private scrimmage. They know us. We know them a little bit. And it should be a great college basketball game.
Did you like the way Shaq competed the other night, especially early on? It looked like he used his bulk. He was aggressive.
Yeah, we did a great job on that kid. Shaq did a bad job on ball screens, but he did a great job on Amir Williams. He's a heck of a player. Kid had one rebound. So Shaq hit him and hit him hard a lot. On box outs, and I think his physicality helped us in that game. So defensively, I really don't worry about Shaq. I think he's getting it. Tomorrow will be a big test for him. He's been really solid for us.
Is there any priority in the past few days to try and get Jake some better looks, or because was he just over-guarded the other day?
No, he had good looks. I mean, go back and watch the film. Jake had good looks. Problem is, if nobody else is making shots, it's going to be hard to get Jake shots. Okay? So they don't help off of him. Everybody's aware of him. And he still got about 5 good looks. And if we continue to everybody else shoot poorly, then he's not going to get looks. But all of a sudden, Nick hits a shot, Dez hits a shot, we start to drive the ball, our low post game gets better. Then Jake's going to get more shots. I think he got 12 shots up the other night. I'm not sure. It might have been 11. And we counted that five and a half, six shots were good shots. He just rushed them because and that was a good defensive team. And they were totally dialed in to stopping him. And they did a great job with it. So we do a lot for Jake. We run a lot of plays for Jake. And, you know, and the guys got to be able to make plays off Jake. So they're going to double Jake, or they're going to do this. They're not going to help out Jake. Guy's got to be able to make plays. And, you know, he opens up the floor for us. So Some nights he's going to make shots, some nights he's not, but he's going to get other guys' shots. You know, Dez got some layups in the second half. If you watch the film, Jake's standing in that corner, and Dez is getting layups, so, you know.
Last couple questions.
Can you talk about the other night? I mean, Nick had been playing better, and then the other night it seemed like he went back. He reverted back to the early season.
Night.
Is that lack of focus, lack of confidence?
I don't know what it was. It was just maybe just the arena we were playing in, and I thought we all got a little bit selfish at times because we were trying to do it ourselves instead of doing it as a team. But give them a lot of credit. And we had about five or six bad shots. We talked about two in the first before the first media timeout. We talked about both of them. So Nick's been good. He just had hit a step back. So I expect Nick to play well tomorrow.
How's Seth with his recovery?
Seth is 5 weeks out. Next Thursday will be 6 weeks. They'll do an X-ray. That'll be really determine where we are. Every report I hear, he's doing great, staying in shape, staying away from McDonald's, and he looks good. So, I think the earliest they said was 8 weeks, 8 to 10. I think they're still saying that. So, but we'll know more next Thursday on the X-ray.
Thank you, guys.
Do you have a cold, or is that from?
Pressure? I have a cold. And
okay.
Breathe on you guys.
Oh
no, it's gone.
They're hoping we're all set for the game tomorrow.